to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of morning on the beaches of Lauderdale-by-the-Sea, Florida, comes from a friend's vacation at the beginning of May. As I shared yesterday, the thing that is featured in this photo that is unseen is the friendship of the two people who ran from their nearby hotel at the crack of dawn and overcame obstacles to capture yesterday's and today's morning views. But that was yesterday's emphasis. Today, we focus on progress. As Friday was the dawn of the weekend, and we have progressed to Saturday, the morning of the weekend, yesterday's and today's photos show the progress of the day. Although the scenery of these photos and of our lives may be the same, today things are just a little bit brighter as we have progressed from shadows to increasing light. For some reason, it reminds me of a portion of a cheerleader's cheer I remember from my older brother's Pop Warner days. Be aggressive, be aggressive. It's funny what the mind can bring up. I don't know how the rest of that cheer went, but it came up in my mind when I was thinking about progress and being progressive. The inevitability of one day progressing to the next is a fact of our lives. Like dawn changing to increasing morning light, changes come whether we are ready for them or not. The key to finding peace in our lives is not being caught in the darkness of trying to live in yesterday's light, but is found in accepting the changes that the day has brought you, welcome or as unwelcome as they may be, and living in the light of today. We can't go back. We can't change what happened yesterday, but we can take what is important to us today and move forward. Our past are heavy. We aren't meant to carry it all with us. We are supposed to travel light. We have to leave some of that stuff behind and only take what is valuable and necessary for us to move into today and into the days ahead with confidence and peace. Unfortunately, relationships change over time too. As much as we thought we would have some relationships in our lives forever, sometimes we come to the realization that the relationships that we hold most dear to us will change significantly and cannot be carried with us into the future, at least not the way they used to be. When relationships end, we may find ourselves in a dark place of sadness, regret, and depression. But I can assure you that with each passing day, we can move into a brighter place. With each passing day, we can be strengthened by the Lord and walk into the new future that He has prepared for us. Each new day can become a little brighter. But we have to be progressive, be progressive. We must choose to leave behind what is lost, gather what is dear to us, and start walking toward the light of God's plan for our lives. So take that next step and the one after it. Keep walking and talking with God as you go, and you will discover that eventually you'll leave the darkness behind and you'll move from the dawn of your transition to the bright morning of a new life. This morning's meditation verse is James 2:10. From the New King James Version, it says, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." Today's verse is horrible news for those of us that like to think that we are self-sufficient, or for those who think they are doing everything right. People who believe they are a good person are just wrong. Romans 3:10 tells us, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." The fallacy of believing that we are judged on a scale of righteousness where our good deeds are weighed against the weight of our bad deeds is destroyed by Bible verses like James 2:10. The verse indicates that if you attempt to be righteous by keeping the law, doing all the commandments of God, but you fail in even one instance, you are guilty of it all. God doesn't grade on a curve. Salvation by works is a pass-fail test in which the only passing grade is 100%. And as Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That is, all but one. Of course, as Jesus Christ, our high priest, was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That's Hebrews 4:15. The fact that we can't keep the law perfectly shows us that we have to have another way to be declared righteous. We can't do it ourselves. We can't save ourselves. That's why God sent Christ to live a sinless life and pay the penalty for our sins. There was no way we could do it on our own. So God's great love caused him to devise a plan that would meet the demands of holy justice and enable mankind to be made righteous. Christ, as God the Son, paid for the sins of all mankind. Only his deity gives him the infinite nature to pay for everyone's sin. Likewise, only his deity allows for his righteousness to be imputed to the multitudes who put their faith in him. You see, he's paid for everyone, but only those who put their faith in Christ will be redeemed. Only those who put their faith in Christ have their penalties paid and receive Christ's righteousness. Only they will be justified before God. So rejoice at the fact that we don't have to be perfect in terms of the law to be reconciled to God. We never could have done it anyway. On our own, we were hopeless. But because of God's love for us, he made a way where there was no way. The good news of our personal salvation should never become old news. Instead, the fact of our salvation should fill us with a hope for the future with him and cause us to align ourselves to his will for us, our lives, and to share the gospel of Christ with everyone we can. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Suicide Prevention, Hope When Life Seems Hopeless. Today's section asks the question, how to know the scriptural reasons to say no? So if you want to, you know, why should I not commit suicide? Well, there's scriptural reasons why you shouldn't. And Dr. June Hunt presents them in her work, and I present them on our website today. So go to mtforchrist.org to check that out, and keep checking back tomorrow and the next. Well, the next day is different. It's Sunday. Tomorrow's different. Sunday we have Bible study with the Sincatis that should be posted. So there will be something there for you. And as we go to, Sunday, I always encourage people to worship the Lord in a corporate gathering, to get out into a church to be united with the body of Christ to worship the Lord for all that he's done. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. And have a great day, a great weekend. Bye.